You are about to be inspired, motivated, and your life changed. Are you ready? Welcome to the God's Love Podcast. Here's your host, David Mastin.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the God's Love Podcast. Formerly the I've Got Something to Say podcast. I almost messed up and called it the God's Love Podcast. But welcome. Thank you so much for joining me and tuning in on this Christmas week. Hope you all have wonderful plans and going to spend it with your families if you can, safely, of course. Obeying the laws of the land where you are. I hope that your holiday is filled with cheer and with joy. It seems like I can't get into the Christmas mood anymore. Like when I was younger, it felt so special. But it was probably felt special because I was getting a lot of gifts, or I knew I was going to get a lot of gifts. Maybe. I don't know. Every house seemed like on my block was lit up. And, you know, it was a big thing for my mom to get the Christmas tree and you put the candy canes on it. And my brothers and I used to do this thing where you hid the candy canes inside the Christmas tree so that only you knew where it was and you could go back to it and kind of, you know, keep it from, you know, everybody in the house eating your candy cane. So they taught you how to hide it and go back and find it and all this kind of stuff. So, ever since I became an adult, Christmas has never felt the same, really. Whatever the case may be, happy holidays, Merry Christmas. I'm hoping that you guys have an amazing Christmas holiday. Again, thanks for joining me. We're going to jump right into today's topic. And last week, just to do a review, we talked about, and we're going to be talking about this probably for one more part to this. We'll do part three next week. But last week we began our series entitled The Common Misconceptions of Love. And, we talked about how on last week, we talked about how a lot of people base love off of how a feeling, an emotion. And the danger to that is that if that emotion leaves, potentially because it was based upon an emotion, based because it was on a feeling, that when that feeling leaves or resides or dies down, that potentially love will go away, that love won't last, which is crucial for relationships, crucial for our walk with God, crucial for us as Christians, that our love is not predicated upon how we feel. It's not predicated upon what we feel like doing, because feelings and emotions are fickle. They change all the time. One minute they're you're happy, one minute you're sad, one minute you're crying, one minute you're laughing, one minute you could be joyful, and one minute you can be depressed and stressed. All of these different emotions, all of these different feelings, can change from day to day. They are temporal based upon the situations that you're going through. No one is happy every single day. No one feels love every single day. Has the feeling or the emotions of being in love every single day, especially when you're talking about marriage and you're talking about relationships and even in your relationship with God. If we'll be honest, we do not love God or have the feeling to love him every single day of our walk with him, especially when it appears as if he's not doing what we want him to. And it is in those times that if your love is based upon a feeling, an emotion, then your love more than likely is not going to last, which is why you need unconditional love. And that's why the Bible enforces it and it talks about that type of love, because it is withstanding. It is going to stand the test of time. It is going to be here always. And not to really go into next week's lesson too much, but the Bible talks about there being these three things: charity, faith, and hope. Or it may have said faith, hope, and charity. But the greatest of these things is charity, or translated to love. It talks about tongues will cease and prophecies they shall cease and all these type of things. But the one thing that shall reign forever is going to be love. If you have genuine love, I think your relationship, especially in regards to your relationship with God, if you have genuine love, it is going to withstand the trials of time, the trying of your faith, the trials that you go through on a regular basis. When you have that genuine, unconditional love, it is going to stand the test of time. It is going to keep you from doing, from leaving that love. That's why, I say this all the time, even when I think about the relationships that I was in, I have to ask myself, was it the basis of those relationships? A lot of them that were broken up, or individuals who I said I loved them, was that love based upon how they kissed me and I felt emotion based off of that? Was that love based upon maybe receiving a gift or receiving a smile, or this young lady is beautiful and so you go head over heels because she's amazing but treats you like trash? That is a false love. You love the lust, you love the sex, you love the emotions that come along with it, but you don't unconditionally love them. And so we talked about how last week love is more than a feeling. It surpasses just an emotion and a feeling, in that we want that unconditional love, that again will stand the test of time. And so this week we're going to talk about meaningless love, transitioning to the status that love is more than a feeling. It is an action. Love is more than a feeling. It is an action. There is an action that should take place. And I'm going to show you where the first love action actually took place in Genesis. I want to bring this up here and go to it. We're going to be going to a lot of scriptures today, or at least I'm going to try to hit all the scriptures that I have. I may not necessarily be able to hit them all, but hopefully we can get to majority of them. We're going to go to Genesis, and we'll do Genesis 2 and let's see. We'll do Genesis 2:24. Genesis 2:24. Genesis chapter number 2, verse 24. All right. And again, if you hear a lot of noise coming from this, it's just me trying to adjust this mic, making sure that you guys can hear me. It simply says, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. All right. So, there's an action that takes place, right? I'm not going to say this is the first action, of love, but it is a transcription, or an image of love. Okay. It says, therefore, shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife. They shall be one flesh. And so there's an action that takes place because I love this woman. There's an action that's going to take place. And we talked a little bit about this at the close of the lesson last week. And we're just really just carrying it over to this week. Because I think it's important that we begin to realize the importance of love being more of an action than just a feeling and emotion and something we say, right? And so, therefore shall a man leave, there's the action, leave his mother and his father, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. So now, the action here is that the man is going to leave the comfortability of his mother and his father's home. He is going to leave the spoiledness of life that he may have been living under the roof of his mother and his father, and he is going to cleave to his wife. He is going to leave to cleave. He is going to take an action. He's going to take a step because he loves this woman so much. He is going to leave his foundation. He's going to leave his comfortability. He's going to leave his money that he knows he would have if he stayed in his mother's and father's house. And he is going to go out. He's going to make his own money. He's going to provide for this woman. He's going to give to this woman. He is going to cleave to her, and they are going to become one flesh. In other words, the action that I'm taking place is the sacrifice of leaving my comfortability to be with her. The scripture talks about in Romans chapter number 12, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Here it is describing an action. It is saying that you ought to sacrifice yourself, your body, present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is the least you could do. It is your reasonable service. It is the reasonable thing that you should do, because of the sacrifice that was made for you. In other words, this now is an act of love. I am sacrificing myself for God. I am saying to God that I love you so much, I appreciate you so much, that I'm going to neglect what I want, and I am going to give it to you, give myself to you, for you to use me as you will. Why? Because I understand the love that was given unto me. We can even go a step further. We can go to John chapter 15, where Jesus says, greater love have no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. There is an action that takes place that says, I love you, and here's how I'm going to prove it. I am going to lay my life down for you. The love that Jesus, and Jesus is the greatest example that we can ever look in our lives. He will always be the best example. That's why they used to wear the bracelets, what would Jesus do? Because Jesus is the greatest example throughout scripture of what you should do, and the example of who we should be on the earth. And one of the things that Jesus is love. He preached love. He was a replica of love. He is the express image of love because that's his motto that he lived by, and that is what he preached to his disciples as the new commandment, that we should love one another. Hereby they shall know you by the love that you show towards each other. Jesus, it was a very, very big supporter of love. And not the temporal loves, but the unconditional love that does not change. It does not vary. It is no greater example of this. Greater love have no man than this, than he laid down his life for us. He did not have to. He could have lifted it. He could have not endured the cross. He could have changed his mind. He could have said, no, I don't want to go through this. But he made up in his mind that he was going to do this for you and I. That's why the scripture talks about that we love him, because he first loved us. In other words, his love was not just what he said. His love was not just what he talked about. He didn't just talk that he loved us. He didn't just give speeches that he loved us. He took an action that said, this means I love you. The issue that we have in relationships, and even in our relationship with God, is that we say that we love him, but we do not have action. Man, we got to start taking some actions. We got to start taking some steps. We have to start being more actioned love towards whom we say we love. Jesus says this statement. This is also in John. He says, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. He says, if you love me, you will have an action. The action is that you're going to keep my commandments. You're going to do what it is that I asked you to do if you love me. The issue that I think we have is we've become accustomed to Hollywood love, which says that love is only kissing. Love is only an emotion. Love is only what we say we do, but we don't put in the work behind what we proclaim. So therefore we say we love God, but yet we don't ever do anything to try to please him. We don't ever do anything to try to satisfy him. There's no going back to Romans chapter 12. There's no sacrifice that we do, but yet we can proclaim that we love him. That's not love. That is false emotion. That is meaningless words that you speak, because you say you love him, but yet you don't want to keep his commandments. You don't want to do what he asks you to do. We can't even get you to tune in to virtual Sunday service, pre-recorded. Some people pre-record it and put it on YouTube, and you can go and watch it whenever. And church is convenient now. We talked about how much back in the day church was inconvenient, because they had all the church services and they had everything. But we can't even get you to tune in to a pre-recorded YouTube service. I mean, you ain't even got to put on no pants. but yet we say we love God. We don't want to give to the homeless. We don't want to give. We stingy. We selfish. Man, God forbid we ask you to abstain from something. To abstain from fornication, to abstain. But yet we say we love God. We say we love him. We love him. We love him. We love him. Oh, how I love him. Oh, how I love him, but don't want to do nothing for him. That ain't love. That that even we can bring it into relationships, right? We go around and say we love each other, but I'm always putting my hands on you. I'm always taking advantage of you. I say I love you. I say I love you though. I say I love you, but I treat you like trash. I don't never want to deposit anything into you. I never want to take you out every now and then. I don't never want to talk to you. I don't ever want to text you. I don't ever want to call you. I don't ever want to treat you good. I don't ever want to, you know, I get an attitude when you ask for a pop or if you ask for some juice or if you ask for something, but yet we say we love you, but that's not love. That's false love. I'm going to be honest with you. I think majority of us lust in our relationships more than we actually love, because if you loved, if you loved, and don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that you are perfect when you love somebody. Not at all. Not at all. I'm not saying that you are perfect or that you, or that you have to be perfect or that you, are this perfect piece of perfection when you love somebody. No, that's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is that when you love somebody and you do make a mistake, you're easy to ask for forgiveness and to confess it and to try to make it right and to try to get it together. That's when you love somebody. When you love somebody, in relationships, if you loving your spouse, if they have a problem with you, I don't know, let's say you get too much water on the floor when you take a shower. When you love somebody, you try to limit that, right? Because you know it doesn't please them. When you love God, man, when you love him, you're not perfect, but you try to get it right with him. You try to spend some time with him. You confess your sins. You try to ask for forgiveness. You ask, Lord, help me to leave this bad habit. Lord, I'm trying to do my best to please you. So you start serving him somehow in some capacity because you want him to be happy with you. You want him to be satisfied with you. And if he says he wants you to give something up, though it may be difficult and hard, you at least try to do it because you know that it would please your Father. That's what true love is. Love is an action. It takes an action. John, 1 John chapter number 3 talks about, it says, my brother, my sister, let us not love in just word alone. Don't just talk about you love somebody. Don't just talk about that you appreciate somebody, but never want to help them out. Never want to give them a compliment. Never want to deposit that love back into them. But you say that you love them. You say that you love them. You say that you love them. But you can't never do anything for them. That is why the scripture talks about that if we love, if we really do love, like we say we love, that we won't do it in word, but that we'll do it in deed. We'll do it in action. There'll be some actions that will take place when you really, really love somebody. When you really, really appreciate somebody for who they are and for who they are in your life, there's some action that goes in when you have real love. Real love doesn't depend solely, don't get me wrong. Unconditional love should be the driving force of the feelings and the emotions that you have towards people or emotions or whatever. But when those feelings and those emotions fade away, there should still be a substratum of love. There should still be a core that says, I'm going to love you no matter if there's a feeling, an emotion there or not. I'm going to make the choice to love you. I'll even go further to say that love is a choice that forces action, an action, a forcible action, an action that you choose to do. Spouse getting on your nerves, man, I'm going to love you anyway. Right? We have to be careful with just throwing around that I love you. Do you really? Because if you really love me, there should be some actions that take place. I don't care how much he say he love you. If he keep hitting you, if he keeps taking advantage of you, he don't love you. He's abusing you. I don't care how much she say she's in love with you, but she keep gold digging and using your money and using your time. And then when you run out of money and you run out of money and you can't give her the lavish things that she wants, then she goes and hops in somebody else's bed. God, the devil is a lie. She don't love you. She's taking advantage of you. She's abusing you. Jesus shows us what true love is. Some of us reject true love for false love. Jesus, Lord help me. Some of us reject true love for false love. You could be in love. You could have the real thing, but because it didn't come wrapped how you wanted it, because it didn't come in the shape that you wanted it, because it didn't come in the bells and whistles that you wanted it, because it didn't give you the butterflies on the inside, or you didn't give it the opportunity to give you the butterflies on the inside, because it could have if you opened your up for real love. But because you chose fake love, you so used to somebody abusing your body and not being love. You so used to somebody taking advantage of you and that being your version of real love. No, Jesus shows you what real love is. He shows you, man, he shows us what real love is, how it's gentle, how it's kind, how it's not puffed up, how it's not, it's patient, how it cradles you, how it sticks with you through thick and through thin, and it don't give up on you. Jesus shows you what real love is, and you accepted the fake kind because it didn't come in the bells and whistles. It didn't give you the emotion that you thought you should have, and you rejected your blessing, and now you don't know when your blessing gonna come again, because God keeps sending you blessings and you keep rejecting them. So now God gonna say you gonna have to learn the long way. Come on, man. Love has some actions behind it. Love is more than just lip service. It's more than just what somebody says, but they do. They do. They love you, but they don't ever want to talk to you. They love you, but they keep cheating on you every chance they get. They love you, but they don't never want to acknowledge you in public. No. Everywhere Jesus is, he talk about you. Every chance Jesus get, the Bible says that he's always making intercession for us. That means he always got you on his mind. He always talking about you. He's always thinking about you. He's always, no matter how bad the sin was, no matter how egregious it was, no matter how sickening it was, Jesus is still interceding for you. He's still advocating for you. He's still fighting for you. He still loves you. Scripture says, while we were yet sinners, Jesus died for the ungodly. Jesus shows us real love by action. And so today, as we get ready to close and in this podcast, in this episode, I admonish each and every one of you that if you say you love your family, treat them right. If you say you love your spouse, treat them right. If you love your friends, treat them right. I never understood where especially those inside Christian communities treat each other bad inside the community. Like, if there's anybody that should be showing love to one another, it should be us. All the stuff Jesus had to forgive you for. But you can't love your sister in the Lord. You can't love your sister, your brother. Come on, man. I'm not saying it's easy. But the true definition of love is there. If that love is there, is that there's an action, that there's things that you do, even in your relationship with God. If you say you love God, there should be some actions. You say you love him, but don't ever praise him. You say you love him, but don't ever worship him. You say you love him, but you trash him every single time you get a chance. Come on, man. Again, I'm not telling you to be perfect, but real love, man, it don't puff up. When you make a mistake, real love goes back to get it right. Sincerely. Real love, when you got struggles that are habits that are outside, man, you try to go get help to help you with that, because you don't want that to continue to affect the people around you. And the people that you really genuinely love. Love is an action. There should be some steps behind it. Ladies, he shouldn't be putting his hands on you. That ain't love. Hitting on you, verbally abusing you, that's not love. I'm not talking about an equal splat. I'm talking about him abusing you. That is not love. That is hatred. I'm going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you so much for your blessings. I thank you so much for what you've done and the things that you're doing in our lives. Father, I come to you today, asking, oh God, that you, Lord God, help us to be in action, that we take action with the loved ones in our lives, that we take action with you, that we take action in the lives of people who are around us. Father, help us. We need it. We are imperfect creatures and we're trying our best to get it right, God. Give us the heart to be a doer. Help us to support each other. Father, we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Y'all, thank you so much again for joining me on today. I appreciate your time. I appreciate you spending your time with me. Please like, share, subscribe if this episode helped you. I'm looking forward to finishing this series next week. Again, happy holidays, Merry Christmas. Enjoy your times with your family. Appreciate each other. And until we meet again, peace.
Thank you for listening to the God's Love Podcast. Subscribe, share, and stream on all podcast streaming outlets.